Good morning, Sandpoint. This is 88.5 KRFY Morning Show, and my name's Julie Perchinsky.
Good morning, Julie Perchinsky, and I am Julie Calamine.
I'm here on Julie's show this morning. I got an early invite.
I know, big surprise for the listeners. We're not used to having both Julies on a non-first Tuesday of the month, but I'm so happy to have you here today, Julie Perchinsky.
Great to be here.
Welcome. Well, listeners, this is the Tuesday version edition of the KRFY Morning Show, and our guest this morning is a good one. We're going to be talking with Debbie Crane. She's the current president of the Master Naturalists of the Panhandle here for Idaho Fish and Game. But before we jump in and start talking with Debbie, let's talk about weather, Julie.
Sounds good, Julie. 32 degrees this morning. Some snow likely. 39's the high today. It says 40% chance, but yesterday was anything to go by. There's no moisture.
No.
But tonight, snow likely, mainly after 11 p.m., increasing clouds with a low around 30. Southwest winds will continue 6 to 8 with gusts as high as 18.
Ooh.
And chance of precip is 70%. So new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible.
Oh, boy.
So sad. But tomorrow's the big day. Snow before 10 p.m., then possible with rain. Mm-hmm. High near 41. But tomorrow evening, we got some big wind coming in. In fact, there's a high wind watch tomorrow night. So be careful where you are. Get out of the woods and watch it go by.
Yeah, look overhead. You know, it's that time of the year when things are thawing out and the tree roots are thawing out a little bit.
That's right.
I don't know if this was 3 years ago or 4 years ago, but do you remember when Round Lake State Park had all of its many of its big
yes,
beautiful trees tipped over during this time of the year,
this big windy time,
and then the roots were thawing out, and kind of a sad situation. So let's hope not too many trees get knocked down.
For sure, for sure. Watch out for it, folks.
That's right. Okay, well, that's pretty much it for the weather.
Yes, it is.
Some snow and rain, and doesn't look like the skiers are going to be too thrilled. Our temps are too warm, so let's just get on with spring, shall we?
Yes, let's quit talking about it.
That's right. I know. I'm done with it. It didn't come. It's over. Let's not think about a snowy winter anymore. But we have someone who thinks about all the seasons with us this morning because they are thinking about natural processes and plants and classes and studies and all kinds of junk that's fun. And without further delay, I'd like to introduce you Debbie Crane, current president of the Idaho Master Naturalists here up in Sandpoint. Good morning.
Good morning, Julie and Julie. It's a great pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, love it. It's been a little while, but you have joined us before.
I have. I've been here twice on the stool and just have really enjoyed talking with you all. It's fun to get our message out to the community.
Well, listeners, if you haven't determined yet, you will soon determine that Debbie's got a very wry little sense of humor, and it's going to be showing itself throughout this hour. So she's a funny one. She's had us laughing here in the studio already before we could even get going. But we have serious topics, so we'll hold back on the humor for the moment. First of all, Debbie, for those who didn't hear you the last two times, tell us just a bit about how you came to be with the Idaho Master Naturalists and how you came to be the president.
Oh, it's been a little bit of a journey. I've been with Master Naturalists. This is my sixth year, and I've enjoyed every step of the way. So Master Naturalists is an organization. It's statewide in the state of Idaho, and we have a chapter up here that covers all of the Panhandle called the Ponderay Chapter. And we just have a great group of people who are, the mission is, we are volunteers working for the stewardship of Idaho's natural environment. So we're volunteers, nobody paid around here, and we work. So we are out there, you know, the sweat of our brow and just, you know, getting out there to, you know, in our community and out in nature, trying to help be stewards, you know, taking care of the environment up here, because we really care about our natural world. So that's what master naturalists are. And when I first heard about it, I heard about it in the co-op paper. I read about it and signed up for the classes, not quite knowing what I was totally getting into, but just knowing that I love it up here. And took the classes during COVID. So 2020 was the class of COVID, where we were all on Zoom. And then from there, I was the Water Life Discovery Center chairperson. And then I was communications chair. And then I was vice president. And now I've risen to the top, which I think means that I've reached the level of my inabilities.
What's ineptitude.
Ineptitude, that's the Peter principle. Yes. It's like,
I don't know that I can go any further.
That's good.
But I've had a lot of fun with the group.
Yeah, it's a good group. And you're a good group for them because you're full of energy and have lots of good ideas and you're enjoying the outdoors and all that kind of thing. You're all citizen scientists.
We are. So what I have determined Master Naturalist is it's like a tree trunk. And we have two main branches. One of the branches is volunteerism. And the other branch is education. So the branch of volunteering is, we do a lot of volunteering with Idaho Fish and Game. We do really fun stuff like we get out and we do loon surveys, milkweed surveys. Some of us, not Debbie, have done snapping turtle trapping.
Ooh.
Well, they're an invasive species. Sadly, somehow they entered our environment. They're not welcome. Mm. But anyway, that's not Debbie's thing. But I respect and appreciate those who do.
For sure.
And we help at the Take Me Fishing field trips for kids. We also, last year we got to participate in duck banding, and I missed out on that one, but, banding ducks with Fish and Game. Let's see.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, how do you catch the duck?
Yeah.
Well, I only saw it online, but sorry. They kind of fence them in and catch them, and it's hold them tightly and put a little bracelet on their wrist.
Just an ID bracelet type thing? Or is it? Yeah, just ID.
Yeah. And uh-huh. And then set them loose. And anyway, but, when they're being held, they actually kind of, according to the pictures, kind of curl up too. So anyway, they were mallards out there on MacArthur Lake. And I hope I can do it this year.
That does sound like something to look forward to. I wonder if all ducks are equally friendly. I would think a mallard pretty friendly, but like a merganser?
Boy, they're so quick too. Yeah. Hard to catch.
Those guys could, I have a feeling they might try to peck, but who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. These are hands-on experiences.
Oh, absolutely. But let's see, this year we're kind of excited. We're doing what's called, alongside Fish and Game, we're doing what's called the Butterfly Atlas, which is based on the Bee Atlas over in Oregon, where you collect data. So we're going to be have our little nets and catch butterflies and, and also track them and collect data on what butterflies we have up here. Because as, a lot of people know, monarchs have kind of left our area. So that's a concern up this way. And so that kind of leads me to one of my next points I want to tell you about.
Well, hang on just a second. I'm not quite done with the monarch study. Okay. Because do you catch that monarch and do you have to put a band on its tiny little leg? Does that happen?
Oh, there's the latest and greatest, and that thing that they're doing is they're actually putting a little radio. It is so small. It goes kind of like on their thorax.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And it has a little antenna, and you can track your butterfly.
Wow.
For the low price of $200 that you you can. And I didn't bring that information because we have so much going on.
Okay, though. But you're saying for a donation of $200, you can have access to a butterfly?
Yeah, there's a group of educators and scientists who are following, you know, the monarch. Their travels.
Yes, migration.
Migration.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Thank you for sharing your brain cells with me.
Between the three of us, I think we'll be able to get to every word we
got
need.
Got this.
Yes.
So anyway, I'm excited about that. We just have so many opportunities through Master Naturalists.
Okay, so I diverted you, Debbie. I diverted you by going on about monarchs, but you were telling us that the idea of the monarch study was leading you to something new and bold and bright that's happening. And I think it's your new organization. Is that where you're headed? Or not yet?
Not quite yet.
Not yet.
I know that's
leading the witness. I have so much to witness.
We only have an hour. Oh my gosh. I love this opportunity. But what I was going to tell you about is all of the organizations that Master Naturalists work with. We primarily partner with Idaho Fish and Game, but we are throughout. We just kind of go out into the world, into all of these other wonderful environmental organizations like Mighty Monarchs and the Idaho Conservation League. We do water quality monitoring out on Lake Pendere. Mm-hmm. We also, we are with, a lot of us are in the Kinnikinnick Native Plant Society. One of the things that several Master Naturalists have helped with is the Forest Service planting of white pine seedlings. There were like 140,000 planted.
Wow.
Down in Coeur d'Alene at the Forest Service seedlings. We're going to take over the world, I guess, with white pine.
Reintroduce them.
Bringing them back.
Bringing them back.
And that's important because they were very much harmed by a non-native virus, or what was it?
Wiped out.
Absolutely.
Blister rust.
There's the blister rust. There's the beetle
that
invades as well. And so, you know, we are just trying to do our best to help the world be a little better.
Excellent.
Also, let's see. Oh, we have a great thing that we do with Trout Unlimited. We do the youth fly fishing clinic in the first Saturday in June. And so we help teach young people how to fly fish right there at the Waterlife Discovery Center. And
hold on a second.
I know, I'm just...
Because, Jewel, we were talking before we began this interview, before we went live, about the Water Life Discovery Center. We're going to be talking about it a lot more in a minute, but I don't want to embarrass our co-host, but Julie Perchinsky, you haven't actually been there.
I haven't been in the building.
Oh, in the building.
Yes.
Okay, so it's small, but there's this very intriguing little trout pond there that... If you haven't been there, it's kind of worth a visit because it's got some stuff in it. Okay, go ahead, Deb.
Oh yeah, that's a that's a big draw there, and so I'm excited to tell you about what will be coming up. But still talking about Master Naturalists, one of the last things we do is we partner with Friends of Scotchman Peaks and. We have people who help with trail work with the Idaho Trails Association. So we have, we just go out into the world in various capacities, and we earn our volunteer hours through sharing our time with other organizations, as well as Idaho Fish and Game. But the main focus of Master Naturalists is the Water Life Discovery Center. And I just am excited to tell you more about it.
Can't wait.
How did that come about that the Master Naturalist decided to take over that lovely spot here in Sandpoint?
Well, it kind of goes back to, you know, there's a whole history. So as a lot of people will know, the Wildlife Discovery Center is the old fish hatchery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how far do you guys go back up here?
Julie, forever. She's been here forever.
I thought the tribe at one time, the Coeur d'Alene tribe, had something to do, but maybe it was the fish hatchery there.
Maybe that's the history connection. I don't know about. How about you, Julie?
I'm only 12 years, and so I think it was established already by the time I was knowing about it.
Yeah,
When did they stop with the fish hatchery? When did that change?
So what they found was that the water was too cold to sustain hatching fish. So it's the fish hatchery is now at the Cabinet Gorge Dam there. But we do have runs. Well, it's a holding center. The rainbow trout actually come up from Nampa. They'll be traveling up this way here pretty soon, and then they'll hang out in the tanks, and then they'll be taken by fish and game to the mountain lakes to be stocked up there.
And do they just like hitchhike with an osprey, or do they find a nice bald eagle?
They have these big tanks. Well, they're bigger than a fry. I don't know. You're my fisherman. So what are those called?
They could be
are they
fingerlings?
Called?
Oh, maybe? Fingerlings.
Yes. Yeah, they may be
a little bigger even.
Just a little bigger. But they are sterilized. They're unsexed.
Yes.
Yeah. So they can't mix up the trout population in a bad way.
Exactly. And they are, I'm trying to think of what else. And then they're taken out to the lakes to be stocked. Throughout the months, I know May is a big stocking month. So anyway, that at our facility, that's what we do is we hold them.
Oh.
Like so are ducks. You are you managing the whole facility? So you're in charge of these?
No.
So it's fish and game that comes in. And
yeah, fish and game handles that whole bit of taking care of moving the rainbow trout through, and they will stock a few into our pond, and
And those aren't the babies that get stocked into there, The mamas and the papas tend to be the ones in that pond. And Julie, you have to get out and see it.
Yes, I
do. They're huge out there. I have to do a shout out to one of our most favorite folks who underwrite the morning show. And that's Clem Yonker and Lori Goetz, because they underwrite this Tuesday morning show. Thank you, Clem and Lori. And I saw them yesterday, and they were telling me that Round Lake's getting stocked in the next little bit. So one can go online, a person go to Idaho Fish and Game and look that up, and you'll actually know when they're putting the trout in.
Right.
Right.
Pretty fun.
Oh, Clem and Lori were original master naturalists. They kind of blazed the trail. So the Wildlife Discovery Center, then, after it was determined that the fish, were not able to be hatched there, it just kind of has went into a decay and decline. And a wonderful group of people, spearheaded by a now retired Idaho Fish and Game employee named Mark Taylor, and many, many others came together, and they, in parallel began Master Naturalist chapter up here, as well as restoring the Wildlife Discovery Center. And this took place between 15 to 20 years ago. Mm. So it was in the early 2000s, dug the pond. Hey, y'all, if you want to go to our Facebook page, friends of the Wildlife Discovery Center. There are some historic pictures there of what it looked like prior to its restoration. And they, so there was a lot of work done. You know, so we kind of stand on the shoulders of giants.
Yes, but it was the change in the way that Fish and Game was working on trout reproduction, and then the vacant place, and it was needing love. And there's a great location just on the edge of town that could be very useful. And you all have done a great job taking that over and seeing that it gets used and
preserving a historic building.
Yeah, and classes and young and old. And so that's been a huge benefit for the Sandpoint, the Panhandle community, hasn't it?
Well, thank you. It's a labor of love for sure.
Yeah.
You know, we're thankful for those who have come before that have allowed us to have this beautiful place for our community. So if you haven't been out there, it's at 1591 Lakeshore Drive in Sagal, and it, you know, the old fish hatchery. And it's about, I think it's just under 10 acres of property. There's about 5 acres on the riverside, and then across the road is a little nature trail that people can, you know, walk along, and there's some, you know, some education signs, and, you know, they can get to know more about our nature, the natural world, just in a really sweet, short little walk around over there.
And Julie, that's a thing I've never done. So yes, maybe you and I will make a date to go and have that walk, and then we can explore the water.
Great.
Wildlife Discovery someday.
Oh, that would be wonderful. So we have naturalists on duty in the summer beginning June 6th, and they will, they are there, and they open up the cabin, and you can see the historic cabin that it's, let's see, on Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, something like that. Or Fridays, I think one of those days.
Anyway. And your Facebook page would have that information.
Absolutely. Yes. That's under the Master Naturalist page. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah. But there is a new organization that's been formed, and its mission is to continue with Wildlife Discovery, and you guys are at the heart of it. Let's hear about that.
Oh, thank you for this opportunity to share about it. So, if you've been out there, you will see that the facilities are beginning to show their age. So, like some of us who are getting a little bit older, it's definitely in a state of decay. The cabin is peeling, the windows leak, you know, the buildings, there's the original hatchery, well, it's actually not the very original. The very original was in 1908, but the fish hatchery is closed down and in a state of disrepair. So we formed a new organization called Friends of the Wildlife Discovery Center. And you can come see more on our website, www.friendsofwdc.org, and you can see some, you know, what's going on out there. So we are now a nonprofit, a 501c3, that can collect donations to help us to make the Wildlife Discovery Center. Oh, we have such plans. We have great plans that we want to do for the place, but we're taking it one step at a time.
This sounds like a great beginning, though. Friends always help that organization, and that's an excellent idea.
Well, it's been a friend to our community, the Wildlife Discovery Center, and we want to take care of it. We want to improve some of the displays. We have, you know, great plans, you know, to, we have actually a list, And the president of Friends of the Waterlife Discovery Center is Pat Myers, and he has a wonderful board of trustees around him that, you know, we have all come together to talk about what we can do and how we can raise money to make it better.
And listeners who listen every week will know that Pat joined me about a month ago, and we were focusing more on the classes that will be soon offered by the Master Naturalists and all that. So we just sort of dipped a toe in this topic, and so soon we're going to just really jump in and hear about every little plan you've got for the new organization. But I think it's time for a short song break. How about you, Julie?
I was just thinking that, especially when the friends kept coming up.
Yes, we've got a song that might remind us of our friends. But do we want the long song? Probably not. We might have to go with a little shorter song. We're going to start with a fun song, and then we'll come back to the more slightly more serious songs. This is based on, well, none of these songs are serious. They're all good, but this is based on the amount of time we've got. Let's see if I can make that happen. No, I don't think I can, actually. Can I? Can I do it like that? Up to there. Oh, okay. I did it. Okay, guys. A little surprise for you. This is a Garth Brooks song that we all know and love, and then we'll be back to talk about our friends at the Waterlife Discovery Center. Here.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Tuesday Morning Show. My name is Julie Prochinski, and I'm here with Julie Calamine on Tuesday morning and Debbie Crane.
Yes.
Good to have you today. And we do need to shout out to the Master Naturalists. They are one of KRFY's important underwriters, and we sure appreciate the support there. And excited to hear more about this friends group that they're starting. Debbie, give us some more details.
Oh, you're just going to wind me up and let me roll.
We are.
Here we go. Well, the origination of this group began in late summer. It was early fall. There was a rendezvous of all Master Naturalists across the state down in Boise. And one of the things we got to do down there is tour the MK Nature Center in Boise. Have you guys ever been down there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it was so inspiring. It was beautifully done, just a lot of lovely displays, and you know, the facilities were amazing. But they have a friend of MK Nature Center that helps support. And what do we volunteers do without the support of donations? So anyway, we came back here with the notion that perhaps we could give birth to an organization. And so there were a core of people who got to see that. And we approached Idaho Fish and Game for their permission to continue on. We applied for our nonprofit status. We received our 501c3 designation from the Internal Revenue Service, which is key to be able to receive non-taxable donations.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got the ball rolling. And I'd love to give a shout out to some of, I hope I can remember our board of directors. We have Pat Myers as our president, Bill and Kim Andre, our vice president secretary. Yours truly is treasurer. We also have Amy Adams from Selkirk Conservation Alliance, Trout Unlimited, as one of our board members. We have Aaron Plue from Trout Unlimited. We have Christine Sandall from Lake Pendere, Idaho Club on our board. We have Ken Dewis. We have Dan Haley. I think I lost count.
But that's a big board.
That is a big board.
You know what?
Lots of good volunteers.
Yes. And Perky Smith.
Oh, Hagedon. Yes.
Oh, Perky is our best ambassador. So, you know, we have this board, and now we're looking for funds to help us. And we have a couple of things upcoming. We have our website. I'm going to tell it to you again, and probably a couple other times. www.friendsofwdc.org. And you can learn more about us. You can donate online. But we also have, on March the 25th, Wednesday, March 25th, Papa Murphy's in Pend'Oreille is going to donate a portion of their proceeds to the Waterlife Discovery Center.
That's some good exposure. A lot of people go there.
I know. Cool. Go get pizza Wednesday, March 25th, and we would deeply appreciate that.
Well, that's a win-win. You get your yummy pizza, and you help out the Friends of the Waterlife Discovery Center. Debbie, you gave us an idea of how you got your organization together, got your articles of incorporation done and all of that, so that you can begin raising money and saving it up for projects. I'm interested in what the high priority projects are.
Oh, well, our wonderful board of trustees has come together, and we have a 1-year plan, a midterm 3-year plan, and we have the big dream 5-year plan. So the first things we're trying to do is to improve safety and education. One of the things that's been a big issue is, I was talking about, we have Lakeshore Drive kind of going between us. People go flying down there.
It's true.
Originally, there was a crosswalk there, but after chip sealing and repaving, it's gone. So we are petitioning the Idaho Road
IDL. IDT. Transportation.
That's it. the
roads and Bonner County roads to help us repaint that crosswalk. So, you know, we are people who are going from the riverside to the nature trails can cross safely. So, you know, that's a big one. If we do it ourselves, it can cost approximately $3,000. Mm. And we're willing to do that to keep people safe. But we also deeply believe that this is something that would benefit the state and county as well.
And the road, to slow people down a little bit.
Oh, please yes, slow right. down.
All right. And so because the transportation department may not have enough money to prioritize that, you're going to prioritize it.
Make it safe. We are doing our best to make that happen. One of the things that also happened last year is the riding lawnmower for the property died. Fish and Game, I don't know if everybody knows this, but they are not supported by tax dollars. And so they're supported by your purchase of your fishing license, your hunting license, and you know those cool license plates that people have, the wildlife ones, they receive a portion of that. But they are trying to take care of the entire state of Idaho on a shoestring.
Right.
So we figured that we could put our little selves together and purchase a new riding lawnmower. And so that's one of our goals, and we have funds set aside for that. We also, for safety, we need to replace the split rail fencing. It's falling down. Anybody leans on it, you're going to go into the pond and swim with the fishes.
Hopefully swim. We don't want you to sink.
Don't sink. But some of our rainbow trout have got really big in there.
Yes.
The eagles and osprey can't quite pick them up now.
Well, that's an advantage.
Yes. So these are all just the preliminary, the very basic things you have to get caught up on before you can do any improvements.
Exactly. Yeah. But one of our main things is our little cabin, if you've seen it, the paint is just chipping off badly, and we need it repainted. But the challenge is, it's a lead-based paint.
Oh, dear.
Bummer.
Bummer.
I know. So that is some mucho big bucks in order to do the lead abatement. And so we need some help with that, y'all. If your heart opens up to helping this beautiful little place.
Is it a historical building? So when you improve it, you'll have to follow those guidelines?
It has not been designated, and we've kind of debated that.
Yes, that is a big debate.
I mean, because it would be a whole lot more hurdles. Yeah, and a whole, but it already is a whole lot of money to replace the leaking windows and so forth. So, so that's one of our goals that we're going to be working on, as well as the pond. Fish and Game would love it to be expanded and made into a fish and take. What's it called?
Fish and hole
or a put and take.
Put and take. Yes, that's put and the take, term.
Fishing opportunity, because at the moment we're not supposed to be taking fish from that spot.
You probably don't want to.
No. But yes, wouldn't that be fun for kids and adults alike if you could fish there and take home a trout?
It would be. Yeah. So that's something that we are hoping to do, as well as put a bridge. So you've seen the pond. There's a little peninsula across. It's just kind of where the viewing window is beyond. You can actually walk across. So we're looking into getting a little bridge to do that.
Help with that. So an expansion of the pond, some work on the road, big lawnmower.
Painting the building.
Which is going to be a big deal. Split rail fence repair so people don't fall in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Gosh,
and
it is.
These aren't even the long term. Let's move to the mid range.
Okie dokie. Well, one of the big ones, Perky, is getting some animal silhouettes, or looking into making some to just enhance some of the displays around, just make it kind of interesting. Life size moose silhouette and a moose family, and some other. Of our local wildlife that we have around, just to, get the scale of what's out there if students haven't seen that. The mid-range, I'm already looking at the long-term. We have... I don't know if you've seen it. We have this garage that has storage that's just barely standing up. It's a shack. So we would like to replace that. Let's see. Oh, the put and take fishing pond for the public is another mid-range. But the big dream is that facility, ripping it down, and building a nice educational facility. Not the cabin. The cabin is the heart of the WDC. It is the, I don't know, it just has so much history, and it kind of has our heart. We say that it's a little grungy, but it's like North Idaho. That's
we love about it.
It, mm-hmm. it has to have little... funk to it. So we like to hold on to the funk, but it would be a dream to have where that big old metal old hatchery building is right on the river. Oh, such an incredible location to be able to have a beautiful educational facility that we can help teach, children and adults about the incredible place that we're fortunate to live in.
What a great dream and a long-term goal. And what better place than right along the Pend'Oreille River, looking out across towards Sandpoint?
Oh,
what a great dream.
I hope we can make it happen. And we can with the generosity of people who live up here. And just, you know, you have to have a dream in order to make the dream come true.
That's right. And jinx. I know, she jinxed me. The Julie jinxed the Julie. So how are we going to get all these funds for you guys? Grants? Donations?
Yes, what are your, ma'am.
What are you thinking about?
The whole shooting match.
Okay. Do you have a big opening event where you're going to present it to the public? Anything planned for this summer as far as letting people know what you have in mind?
That is an awesome idea. We, you know, for now, we've just kind of been starting baby steps. One of the things that we're participating in is called Live Give 7B.
Good, you'll be on that. We're on that as well.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we've started going to the sessions. So a core of us have been going, and it's a neat opportunity. One of my favorite parts of it is getting to know some of the other nonprofits up here. We have the most caring community that I can imagine. I mean, people who just, who give so much of their time and energy that I'm grateful to be part of this community.
It is amazing. So many nonprofits, and they all seem to find volunteers to get the job done.
You find your tribe. You find the place that you want to plug into.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you get to know people, you say, wow, they, you know, but the common denominator is the heart of people who want to give of themselves.
And the opportunity to collaborate, like you were saying, all the groups that you're part of, that your people go out and help, getting to know the other nonprofits in town, you'll probably do more collaboration. And to me, that makes more sense than every group doing their own thing by themselves.
Well, we're always stronger together.
For sure.
Yeah.
That could be a song.
I think it could be, guys. Someone's having inspiration this morning. Way to go. So we've talked about the new organization and that you're kind of in the baby steps of fundraising. Tell us how, for example, if one of the listeners today just wanted to, you know, donate a little bit of money or a big wad of money to you, how would they do that? How would they get in touch?
Oh, my goodness. What an incredible thought. So our website is www.friendsofwdc.org, or you can mail a check to P.O. Box 1062, Sandpoint, Idaho 83864. That's P.O. Box 1062. And we are a 501c3 nonprofit, so you get your tax write-off for any donation. And the deepest gratitude of the community and all of us associated with Friends of the Waterlife Discovery Center.
That's right. Now,
yes,
we know that you're associated with the Master Naturalists. It's a new organization, and the classes are about to start, aren't they, for those who might want to become a Master Naturalist? That's pretty soon.
They are. The first class is March the 27th, but in order to get on our email list, you can email us at, okay, I know this by heart until I don't, imn.sandpoint@gmail.com. And once again, imn.sandpoint@gmail.com. And I'll tell you a few of the classes that we've got. It is, so that other branch I was talking about of education of Master Naturalists. So we have volunteering, and then we want to help people know more about our area. And some of those classes include pollinator gardens, recreating in bear country, bird watching, native plant identification, American dippers and aquatic birds, weeds, mushrooms, conifers, bats, ice age floods, geology. We are learning so much about this incredible North Idaho area that we get to live in.
Now, are these the classes that you'll have as you become a master naturalist? This is what you sign up for?
Yes.
All these classes.
And we have a 40 hours requirement of education and 40 hours of volunteering in order to certify to be a master naturalist. And that's your first year. From then on, it's 40 hours of volunteering, 8 hours of continuing education. But I always get more education hours than I need because it's so much great stuff to learn about.
Do you have to go through that class to join your group?
Yes.
What about the Friends of?
The Friends of, you can be a friend just by giving your time or your money.
Excellent.
Good.
But Julie, if this intrigues you a little bit, the Master Naturalist, it's been made more easy because you've got more online offerings, and for working folks or folks with busy schedules, it's not always classroom over at Waterlife Discovery. You can get a lot of classes Zooming.
Absolutely, we have video options as well. For those who can't, we love to get to meet people face to face, and we do through volunteering. A lot of our volunteering at the Waterlife Discovery Center, we have lots of opportunities of taking care of the grounds, cleanup, planting, those sorts of things. We have so many opportunities, but
lots to do.
It's a never-ending list, but we just we love seeing new people come in, and so we have a really big class coming in, but we can scooch over and make room for more if anybody out there is interested. Again, if you email us at imn.sandpoint at gmail.org.
Got it.
Dot com.
.com. Oh, I know it. It's complicated. Or you could probably just Google Idaho Master Naturalist and find the Pondere chapter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Pondere chapter, yes.
Pondere chapter.
That's us.
Well, guys, we're going to be running out of time shortly, and so I'm going to ask us to wrap up our conversation. And Debbie, is there anything you'd like to say before we run off to a song?
I want to thank you guys, and I want to thank anybody who's out there listening. If you want to help the Friends of Waterlife Discovery Center, www.friendsofwdc.org. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're most welcome. This has been an interesting hour, and it ran by. It was so quick.
It is, and it's the world premiere of the Friends of the Water Discovery Center. How great.
All right. Well, off to a song. And Julie, we may have time for just a little conversation after the song. We may not. It's getting, our hour is running short.
We'll see
how
it goes. Okay.
Anyway, folks, have a great spring day, and get yourself on the computer and check out this organization or the classes that are being held by the Idaho Master Naturalist in case you'd like to become one. And just have a good day and say hi to a friend. Here comes Elton John.